This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. Is it really a great nation that is teetering on the brink of civil war or martial law? That is the claim of a big new full-page ad, an ad that calls upon the President of the United States, the Honorable Donald John Trump, to declare martial law and to order a brand new election supervised by the U.S. Army. Anybody think that's a good idea? I suspect that the president will comment on it at some point. And, of course, it's a rather perilous idea, no, to have the chief executive declare an election invalid when his attorney general, as Bill Barr said yesterday, sees no evidence of massive fraud that could have changed the result. There are increasing numbers of Republicans who are standing up and saying, look, we've got to get this thing straight. And sustaining these conspiracy theories and the idea that basically we have to suspend the normal rules of the Constitution and the Republic because there is some kind of massive criminal wrong going on, that's going to destroy the Republican Party. For one thing, it's going to lose the elections in Georgia, which are so important. And it's so important that the Republicans, Senator Kelly Loeffler and Senator David Perdue, it's so important that they actually win. We will get to the latest on that. We will also get to the situation in Georgia at 3:30 this afternoon. That would be Eastern time. So about a half hour from now, they are supposed to be making another statement by through the Secretary of State of the state of Georgia, Brad Raffensperger. And he is going to be talking about the latest and new evidence and new claims about the very close race in Georgia. We will go to that live if we are able to do so, and I think we are. So all of this is enormously important. Also enormously important is the ongoing war on cops, which is devastating to the country and actually causing increases in crime across the country. So what do we do about it? What is there that a new administration can do about it that might actually be beneficial? We will talk to Heather McDonald, the author of the best-selling book, The War on Cops, coming up on the Michael Medved Show. Also, when it comes to the idea of imposing martial law on the country or the idea of some kind of military strike against Iran before the end of the year, before President Trump presumably leaves office, we'll talk to the chair of the House Armed Services Committee, the Honorable Adam Smith, who is one of the more pro-military Democrats in the Congress. What happens to the military with all of the chaos and the claims and the counterclaims that are going on right now in the country? We'll speak to Representative Smith about all of that. I first want to go to what is truly remarkable. There is a movement going on, and it's from an organization that I hadn't heard of before, but they got my attention because they purchased a full-page ad in the Washington Times. Not the Washington Post, the Washington Times, the more conservative alternative in Washington, D.C. It is still a major newspaper, and buying a full-page ad is a big deal. And what they are saying is this is sponsored by a We the People Coalition and We the People, pardon me, Convention. And the executive director of the Portage County Tea Party is behind this from Ohio. His name is Tom Zawistowski. And one of the things that they affirm in this full-page ad is it is our exclusive right to elect our president, and the sacred right has been infringed by the massive planned illegal election fraud conducted by corrupt Democrat Socialist Party operatives across our nation to steal our vote. We will not, capital letters, stand for it. And then the ad says President Trump, like Abraham Lincoln, must exercise the extraordinary powers of his office to declare limited martial law, to temporarily suspend the Constitution and civilian control of these federal elections in order to have the military implement a national revote that reflects the true will of the people. Federal candidates only. Paper ballots only. No computers. Hand counted with both parties watching every vote. Only registered voters. Photo ID or proof residence. Conducted safely with everyone wearing masks and 6 feet apart. The president's going to declare martial law to have a new election that is supervised by our military? Would the military go for that? Should the military go for that? There's a one of the attorneys on the Trump legal team just participated in a Stop the Steal rally in Atlanta. And actually two of the attorneys, one is named Lynn Wood, we've talked about before. He's an attorney with strong connections to the QAnon movement, who believes that he's working against a cabal of blood-drinking, child-sacrificing, child-trafficking Satanists who President Trump is our only defense against. And Lynn Wood was pacing around the stage in a suit jacket and gave applause lines to the big crowd. He said this, if you want to listen, 1A clip, please.
I want to thank everyone here, because I know you're here because you love America. I know you're here because you love Donald Trump and he loves you. You're here because we, the people, will not let them steal our vote. We will not let them steal our freedom. Every lie will be revealed. And on January the 20th of 2021, Donald J. Trump will be sworn in as President of the United States of America.
Okay, he went on to say this about the spirit of 1776. Clip B, please.
We're going to send a message. We're going to send a message from Wills Park in Alpharetta, Georgia, to the state capitol in the Golden Dome of Georgia, to the tin roof of the governor's mansion of Georgia. We're going to send them a message. And the message is this. It's 1776 in America again. And you're not going to take our freedom. We're going to fight for our liberty. And you hear us out, Governor Kemp. You hear me while you hide in your closet. And you hear us. You hear the people, Brad Raffensperger. And I want Lieutenant Governor Jeffrey Duncan to hear it too. And the guy that's making a ton of money, Gabriel Sterling. You listen up, Gabriel. You're not going to sell our votes to China. We're not going to vote on your damn machines made in China. We're going to vote on machines made in the USA.
Okay, he's attacking Gabriel Sterling here, who will play you what he had to say. These are all Republicans. Every one of the people he is attacking are pro-Trump Republicans. Is this a healthy moment for our country? Really? Where there are loud voices in the public square calling for martial law? We'll be right back.
The coronavirus pandemic has thrown our nation into somewhat of a chaotic situation, and we now find ourselves in completely uncharted territory. As usual, the media presents a confusing, often exaggerated portrayal of events. So where can you go for reliable information? The American Council on Science and Health, ACSH. ACSH is a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. Their expert scientists and medical doctors have been communicating science to the public since 1978. At ACH.org, you'll get answers to all your coronavirus questions. How does it spread? Should I wear a mask? Will there be a treatment? How can I keep my family safe? ACSH also debunks common myths, such as vitamin C being a cure. ACSH provides indispensable analysis in this era of disinformation. You can sign up for a free daily newsletter and contribute to this vital organization. Go to ACSH.org today.
This is Michael Medved, and I know you're worried, like everybody else, about the coronavirus and its impact on our future. Now, all the false, fake information spreading around the internet really does bother me, especially about the economy and how it impacts your financial future. I've always trusted Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, to advise me on the right moves. Nick?
With the government adding nearly $5 trillion in liquidity, the uptrend in metals is likely to accelerate. The problem is, the supply of physical gold, silver, and platinum is severely limited and likely to get a lot worse as various mints and refiners are closed. With my 40 years worth of connections, I can help your listeners acquire gold, silver, or platinum, even though many dealers are sold out.
Call Nick Grovich at 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. Or go to AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694 at AmericanFederal.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
And on the Michael Medved Show, it is the holiday season. A great season to look, I would hope, on some of the brighter sides of life. Right now, what's going on, particularly concentrated in the state of Georgia. Georgia's important because it had one of the closest of all the statewide elections, the three truly close elections where the edge, the margin for Joe Biden was below 30,000 votes, where it was close, were Georgia and Arizona and Wisconsin. Those were three very close states this time. This time, Pennsylvania and Michigan, not so close. Pennsylvania, more than 80,000 gap. Michigan, 150,000 gap. But there is no one among all of the people right now, and it troubles me because, for goodness sake, you ought to be able to call out a baseless fabrication lie when someone says it. People like Lynn Wood, part of the self-identified elite Trump team following lawsuits about this election. And by the way, he was not up there on the platform together with Sidney Powell, you remember her, and Jenna Ellis and Rudy Giuliani. But he has been part of this process. He was part of this gathering in Atlanta today that just started took place. And he was saying it's 1776 in America again. And in 1776, we weren't rebelling against a local regime. Part of what was happening was local regimes, local governments, in all 13 of the colonies were standing up against a very different British authority and very distant British authority. But he also tried to echo not just 1776, but given the fact that he was speaking in Atlanta, Martin Luther King, of course, Atlanta being Dr. King's hometown. This is what attorney Lynn Wood, who is one of those people who claims President Trump just won in a landslide, he actually has claimed that he has proof, which no one has seen yet, that President Trump actually won 70% of the popular vote, which is more than any candidate for president has ever won of the popular vote. I know, George Washington was elected unanimously, but they didn't really count popular votes at that point. That was just all the state legislatures selecting electors, and Washington was unopposed for two terms. Trump, you may have noticed, had some opposition this time. Here is what Lynn Wood said about Dr. King. Listen.
But Martin Luther King Jr. believed in nonviolent civil disobedience. I want you to go to the governor's mansion. I want you to circle it. I want you to blow your horns until Brian Kemp comes out and orders a special session of the Georgia legislature. Get us our legislature and tell everybody we want our legislator to meet and we want him to fix the mess that he created. And then he can resign. And then, as far as I'm concerned, lock him up. There's a few others that need to go with him.
Okay. All the others he's talking about who need to go with him are apparently Republicans. Brian Kemp is a very conservative Republican. Brian Kemp was supported both in the primary and in the general election that elected him in 2018. He was supported by President Trump enthusiastically. Of course, he was running against, after he won the primary, Brian Kemp was running against Stacey Abrams. And he won by 55,000 votes. But the idea that now there are people who align themselves with President Trump, who want to lock up the governor of Georgia. And here's one of the last things that Lincoln Wood, his real name is Lincoln Wood. He goes by Lynn Wood. Here's one more thing that one of President Trump's elite legal task force strike team, a member of that legal team, Lynn Wood, had to say about the results of the election, clip two.
They want to know, where's your evidence? Show us your evidence. Oh, we're going to show them the evidence. There's piles of evidence. There's mountains of evidence. This election was a fraud on America. Donald Trump won a massive landslide victory unparalleled in the history of this country. And he's going to stay in the White House because we the people voted for him. And we the people run this country. This country belongs to you and you and you and you. It belongs to the people. I challenge Governor Kemp to step up in front of the people, put his hand on this Bible, and tell us that he did not take money from China. He did. So did Brian Raffensperger. They won't put their hand on this Bible and swear to the other contrary, because if they do, they will commit perjury, and there's another reason to lock them up.
I don't think he understands the laws of perjury. Because perjury means you've lied in some kind of court proceeding. Remember, Bill Clinton was in trouble because he lied to a grand jury. This is unbelievable. And it seems to me this is a crucial moment, really, for the future of the country. Not just because this stuff is poisonous and it's dangerous and it's wrong. Just some of the things that people are saying here, again, about their fellow Republicans. There was part of what's happened here in Georgia is going to deeply undermine any chance of actually winning these runoff elections, which are going to determine control of the Senate. And Sidney Powell, yes, part of Trump's legal team, seems to completely want to sabotage any Republican chances of winning. She wants to help the Democrats. I don't know why, but listen to her. This is clip number 3.
I think I would encourage all Georgians to make it known that you will not vote at all until your vote is secure. And I mean that regardless of party. We can't live in a republic, a free republic, unless we know our votes are legal and secure. So we must have voter ID, and we probably must go back to paper ballots.
Okay, she's urging people not to vote. Now, who's going to listen to her? You think there are a lot of Democrats who are going to listen to her? This undermines the Republicans' chances of maintaining control of the Senate. It's crucial. This is an unbelievable situation. So in what ways are the situations facing Trump and the situations facing Abraham Lincoln equivalent? There's an answer to that in these documents and this full-page ad, which we will get to coming up on the MedVed Show.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is threatening to veto a defense spending bill unless it repeals a federal law that protects social media sites from liability over their content. The president on Twitter saying Section 230 is a serious threat to our national security and election integrity. Asked if the president was serious about this, White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany says,
Yes, the president is serious about it. And I noted, when you have other world leaders that are making calls for genocide and Twitter not finding that worthy of flagging or blocking. There are real grave concerns here, and the president stands by that.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell saying on the Senate floor it's time to set partisanship aside and get a deal done on a new coronavirus stimulus package. Negotiations have been stalled for months. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
We will go to the live press conference, which is scheduled in Georgia. I probably will be some response to some of the allegations that were just made in that rally that we just covered. The Stop the Steal rally with Sidney Powell and with Lynn Wood of the president's legal team in this fight. There's a great deal of controversy, obviously, simmering here. I hope there's no serious controversy involving this full-page ad from the We the People convention calling on President Trump to declare martial law. Their full-page ad says martial law is better than civil war. Are those the two choices? Really? Does, by the way, somebody who believes this is a good idea, if you really do, you try to give us a call and maybe you can explain it. 1-800-955-1776. The ad says, in the months following the start of the Civil War, President Lincoln struggled to preserve the Union. Well, that's true. Now, a president with courage and determination is also needed to preserve the Union. Today, the current threat to the United States by the international and domestic socialist communist left is much more serious than anything Lincoln or our nation has faced in its history. Wait a minute. We are talking about 500,000 armed men who were very good fighters, by the way. There's no question that people in the Army of Northern Virginia and the Army of Tennessee, Confederate armies, they knew how to fight and they had officers. And they were attacking Washington, for goodness sake, Washington, D.C. And they had pledged basically to destroy the Union, our country. That was what they were ready to give their lives for. And he believes that we have a more grave threat. We have a more serious threat than anything Lincoln or our nation has faced in its history. That includes Pearl Harbor and the Nazis and the threat of literally blowing up the United States in the Civil War. The full-page ad goes on to say there are admitted Democrat, socialist, federal officials plotting to finish gutting the U.S. Constitution after 100 years of trying to do it. They promise to take away critical individual rights. No one voted for these things that were hidden from the majority of Americans by the corrupt media. Not only do we have corrupt media like in Lincoln's day, we have a new and more sinister form of media and big tech, actively censoring free speech and promoting leftist propaganda to blind our citizens to the real goals and the real consequences of their actions, the end of America as we have known it. How can we have a representative republic if we cannot hold fair elections to elect our representatives? There is no doubt that this attempted stealing of these elections is a case of rebellion. In fact, a clear, flagrant, and gigantic case of rebellion. That's what Lincoln, those are the phrases that Lincoln used to talk about the extraordinary measures he made, for instance, to eliminate the writ of habeas corpus. By the way, Congress voted to support Lincoln in that, which is a crucial constitutional point. They say we need to give President Trump extraordinary authority to preserve our union. At least half of all Americans do not and will not accept this fraudulent election. By the way, I just checked. They continue counting votes, and yes, that's because California and New York are particularly slow. And the vote totals are now more overwhelming if you look at the national popular vote. It's almost 7 million, the gap. It's 4.5%, the gap. This is not a particularly close election. And, of course, their point is that it's all fraudulent. This didn't really happen. And part of what is going on here is that people who lost their jobs and careers, like Christopher Krebs, he's former director of the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency. It's part of the Department of Homeland Security. He's a Trump appointee. He was working for President Trump. And he had said that we had the most secure, the most fair, the most honest election we ever had. And Trump fired him a couple of weeks ago. Well, part of what happened is one of Trump's other attorneys, Joseph DeGenova, and he was there in that press conference with Rudy Giuliani, the Rudy Giuliani's melting press conference that he was there with Sidney Powell. And Joseph DeGenova said on the radio, about Christopher Krebs, former director of Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, that guy is a Class A moron. He should be drawn and quartered, taken out at dawn and shot. Now, another lifelong Republican, whose name is Gabriel Sterling, he is one of the officials at the Secretaries of State's office in Georgia. He stood up at the state capitol and basically spoke about stuff like this, stuff like President Trump saying that the Secretary of State of Georgia, another lifelong Republican, someone who supported President Trump in the primaries in 2016, has supported President Trump consistently. Brad Raffensperger, President Trump said he's an enemy of the people. This is what Gabriel Sterling, who works for that Secretary of State in Georgia, had to say. 4A, please.
I'm going to do my best to keep it together because it has all gone too far. All of it. Joe DeGenova today asked for Chris Krebs, a patriot who ran CISA, to be shot. A 20-something tech in Gwinnett County today has death threats and a noose put out saying he should be hung for treason because he was transferring a report on batches from an EMS to a county computer so he could read it. It has to stop. Mr. President, you have not condemned these actions or this language. Senators, you have not condemned this language or these actions. This has to stop. We need you to step up, and if you're going to take a position of leadership, show some. My boss, Secretary Raffensperger, his address is out there. They have people doing caravans around their house. They've had people come onto their property. Trisha, his wife of 40 years, is getting sexualized threats through her cell phone. It has to stop.
Okay, the Washington Post reports, based upon the Deputy Secretary of State for the state of Georgia, another Republican named Jordan Fuchs, that, quote, members of far-right groups have been found trespassing at the Raffensperger's home. Someone broke into one of their adult children's homes and turned all the lights on, sending a clear signal that they can get access to their house. And members of Jordan Fuchs' staff, she's his deputy, have had to filter through thousands of emails saying, you should be shot and you should be hanged. This comes with the President of the United States declaring Brad Raffensperger, who I think is supposed to speak at some point soon, declaring him an enemy of the people. Really? This is truly bizarre. A lot of people asked if Gabriel Sterling, who spoke so forcefully, and if his video has gone viral, and it should, because it is talking about a deeply ugly moment in American history where a United States congressman, just recently reelected, Paul Gosar of Arizona, has deliberately compared Trump supporters, and he himself is very much a Trump supporter. He said Trump supporters have to take their inspiration from the Japanese who refused to surrender. They didn't refuse to surrender. They didn't know the war was over. Is this war over? It will be soon. We'll get to that coming up on the Medved Show. Have you had the chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College, faithandfreedom.com, or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com? They're a top think tank in the nation for the application of faith and freedom. That's why I visit Grove City College every year to be part of their annual conference, speaking on more than a dozen different topics to a total of thousands of participants. I'm proud to broadcast this show from their campus every year when I'm there, because it's such a wonderful event. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the pandemic, but I encourage you to visit their website. All of their past conferences are available. You can catch my talks along with many other great presentations. Dr. Paul Kenger, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ross Douthat, Ralph Peters, Robbie George, and many, many more. Go to faithandfreedom.com to see wonderful presentations from the sharpest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com, or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com. Okay, I will admit it. I love good movies, especially now when you're holed up at home. Don't some of you with families want to introduce your kids to some of the movies that meant the most to you? Wouldn't it be great to have a service that actually allows you to block out maybe some language you don't want to hear or some intensely graphic sex or violent scenes? Well, that service is called ClearPlay. When you purchase or rent movies from Amazon.com, ClearPlay settings enable you to watch the movie without violence, profanity, or other content that you choose. Customization is all based on viewers' personal settings. Go to ClearPlay.com to learn more. Try, for instance, that great baseball movie and father and son movie, Field of Dreams, with just some of the unnecessary harsh language. Go to ClearPlay.com to learn more. ClearPlay loves good movies.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Michael Medved show, wishing you a Merry Christmas. And I do want to make a suggestion about the best possible Christmas gift you can give anybody. And actually, a friend of mine was just given a gift with Hanukkah coming up. And it was the complete Medved History Store library. You can get this on a thumb drive, and it's more than 100 hours of material about all of American history, including the history of America's role, which was important, not determinative, but important, in the rebirth of the State of Israel. All of this is on thumb drive in a nice leather case with a complete guide to it, and you can access it anytime you want. My friend is using it while jogging. So guess what? You can get it for 60% off right now at Medved History Store, 25% off everything else. This is our special holiday sale. You won't see prices better than this. It is phenomenal. You can get it on CD format or digital download. Get the complete History Store library. It is a great holiday gift, never more affordable. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for the holiday sale at Medved History Store. Okay, a couple of quotes. There's a couple of emails that came in that I do want to get to in just a moment. But let me go back and just finish up some of the soundbite from the brief statement at the Georgia State Capitol by Gabriel Sterling, career Republican. He has no reason to lie. He's not working for China. He's speaking for the lifelong Republican, dedicated, by the way, Christian conservative, Brad Raffensperger, and who we're supposed to be hearing from live at any moment. We will go to it. But here's what Gabriel Sterling said yesterday. This would be 4B, Jeremy.
This is elections. This is the backbone of democracy, and all of you who have not said a damn word are complicit in this. It's too much. Yes, fight for every legal vote. Go through your due process. We encourage you. Use your First Amendment. That's fine. Death threats. Physical threats. Intimidation. It's too much. It's not right. They've lost the moral high ground to claim that it is. I don't have all the best words to do this because I'm angry. And the straw that broke the camel's back today is, again, this 20-year-old contractor for a voting system company just trying to do his job. Just there. In fact, I talked to Dominion today and I said he's one of the better ones they got. His family's getting harassed now. There's a noose out there with his name on it. It's just not right. I've got police protection outside my house. Fine. You know, I took a higher profile job. I get it. Secretary ran for office. His wife knew that too. This kid took a job. He just took a job. And it's just wrong. I can't begin to explain the level of anger I have right now over this. And every American, every Georgian, Republican and Democrat alike should have that same level of anger.
There should be a certain amount of anger. And it seems to me it's become appropriate. Because a lot of the people who are trying to make money on this, and you'll notice that even what I was reading to you from the We the People convention, they include in their ad, of course, they're asking for money. President Trump has raised $170 million after he lost the election. And here's an email that came in from Sean in Tacoma. He says, in regards to the Georgia race, Michael, you say it's damaging for Lynn Wood, etc., to say what they are saying because it puts the danger of Republicans not winning front and center. However, that's not the point. The point is, if you are crooked, no matter what party, you need to go. If we don't call out our own, how are we any better than the other side breaking the law? No, of course we should call out our own, but where are they breaking the law? These are conservative people. They actively supported President Trump. Just yesterday, Brad Raffensperger said, of course he voted for President Trump. He supported him. He wished that he had won. He wished that he won Georgia, wished that he had won the whole election, but he didn't. And by the way, even with Georgia, which was close, it's about 12,000 votes. That's the difference. But that's 12,000 votes. And even if President Trump carried Georgia, he's still very far away from actually winning the Electoral College, which makes the decision. And the nuttiness of all of this is so far beyond anything. They address this full-page ad to President Trump. You must also act like President Lincoln did to silence the destructive media's one-sided propaganda designed and proven to influence the election outcome and end the unlawful censorship of big tech. Now, these are private companies. We have a First Amendment that says, no, the government cannot, the president cannot, quote, silence destructive media. You answer destructive media, which is what I'm trying to do right now, for God's sake. Limited martial law is clearly a better option than civil war, says the ad. It is time to honor your oath, Mr. President, says the ad. It is time for you to boldly act to save our nation as Lincoln did. We the people will support a national revote. Are you kidding me? Conducted by the military? The military won't do it. They shouldn't do it in a republic. We will also have no other choice but to take matters into our own hands and defend our rights on our own if you do not act within your powers to defend us. Okay. And then this came in, and this is also from a longtime listener, and I want to take it very seriously and respectfully. It's from William. He says, I've been a huge fan of yours for decades. I always appreciate your broadcast, your opinions, and how you try to get as many people from opposing sides to state their opinions. And again, you can try to do that at 1-800-955-1776. However, I must say that I am very upset and confused as to why you believe Biden won this election. I'll tell you why I believe it, because of 6.5 million votes. It's closer. It's almost 7 million votes. That's the difference in the popular vote. And you see, why do I believe Biden won the election? Because I don't believe that Republican secretaries of state like Kim Wyman in our own state of Washington, they're people who are affiliated with Lauren Culp, the Republican candidate for governor, who lost by 550,000 votes. He lost by 14%. It wasn't even vaguely close to saying the election was stolen. Stolen by a Republican secretary of state, who, by the way, is an exemplary public servant, and I'm very proud to support her. You keep saying that no election has ever been overturned by a recount. Now, it's not that no election has ever been overturned by a recount. The ones that have been overturned by recounts are ones that are close, hundreds of votes, not millions of votes, not hundreds of thousands. But there is so much overwhelming evidence, says William, and reports from eyewitnesses that I don't think it can be ignored, and it is unprecedented. It shouldn't be ignored. By the way, yesterday, speaking to the Associated Press, the Attorney General of the United States, appointed by President Trump, very strong supporter of President Trump, Bill Barr, said they've looked at this stuff. There is no evidence. Judges appointed by President Trump, appointed by this president, again, strong conservatives, members of the Federalist Society, the judge in Pennsylvania who basically threw the entire thing out, a federal judge, is a member of the Federalist Society, as was Neil Gorsuch and Brett Kavanaugh, for goodness sake. And when these people say, look, there is no evidence, Biden won. Why should that be so difficult to accept? If you would, please tell me why you feel the evidence should all be thrown out. No, it shouldn't be thrown out. It should be considered. Let's see whatever evidence they have. They haven't presented it yet. Here in the state of Washington, Lauren Culp, who lost the governor's race, hasn't even filed a lawsuit yet. He says he'll have a lot of evidence about, but he would have to show more than 500,000 fraudulent votes in a state that has long been used to mail-in ballots. We've been doing that for years. Do you honestly feel that people would risk their safety and their jobs to report this kind of fraud? I am confused as to why you think Trump should just concede and move on. I think you are doing a disservice to our country to ignore what is happening. The corruption needs to be exposed. What corruption? And if in the end no fraud is found, great. But it must be investigated. Meanwhile, you are doing damage. Damage, real damage, to people's faith in an electoral system which really has been admired around the world for a long time. It should be again. This is not partisan. It's not one candidate or another. This is basic respect for the institutions and the Constitution of this greatest nation on God's green earth. In this great...
Let's talk about your credit cards. When you first start using them, it's a slow drip. You make charges, then more charges, then bills come, and they keep coming. When you open your statement, the floodgates come pouring in. You realize you have more credit card debt than you can afford, and you're barely making the minimum payments. Wouldn't it be nice to make one affordable payment and have all your credit card bills covered? Make this free call and learn our responsible way to get your credit card bills paid and under control.
Sponsored by Consumer Education Services, a nonprofit organization.
800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. That's 800-876-3643.
CESI is not a loan company. The establishment of a debt management plan may adversely affect your credit rating. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase finance and other charges to undertake collection activity, including liquidation.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.